Welcome to Entrepreneurs the Playbook. I'm David Meltzer, and every once in a while I get a company that I actually use on the playbook. I'm a big fan of MagFast for a good reason, as you'll find out. Seymour Segnet, CEO and founder of MagFast, is joining us today on the playbook. Welcome to the playbook, Seymour.
Thank you, David. It's a pleasure to be here. Nice to see you again.
It's great to see you, and I've been using your products, and it's interesting because I always, in a crowded space, ever since Under Armour came into my office at Lee Steinberg and Kevin Plank asked us for $10,000 to start Under Armour with him, and I and Lee both said, who the heck would compete against Nike? You know, that'd be a waste of $10,000. Now, you know, there's a saying in entrepreneurship, you're either humble or you're about to be. So when I saw MagFast in this crowded space, I said, wait a second, this reminds me of Kevin Plank. He has a better quality product than Nike. And I may want to take notice and see myself. And so I think I've purchased and been given every single type of SKU that you have. Because I'm in that space, I use them every day, and there is a difference. MagFast is the highest quality charging company in the world. They have style quality, but they are the highest quality. How do you communicate and communicate with us how you communicate the difference between your products and the literally thousands of other ones that we see on Amazon and other places?
Yeah, I mean, I think part of it is just being meticulous about the way stuff comes across. I did a training in an area of communication called NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, about 20-some years ago. So you're not nodding with familiarity. For those who aren't, the underlying premise is that essentially every part of communication matters. If every single word choice matters, the emphasis on every syllable of a word matters. You know, if I'm speaking just casually with someone, I can say, I went out for a drink last night, or I can say, I went out to a local hostelry last night. And by saying local hostelry and putting a little bit of fun into the words, we're adding a little bit of color to the communication. And so what we try to do is to look at the level of every single word, every single syllable, every single pixel on the screen. And we don't always get it right. You know, we're a young company. I feel like the best stuff that we do, that it sounds like you agree, is really, really, really world class. And then we're a small company, so we're still, you know, we've got internal systems and so on that we're, you know, that we're working to try to build and to catch up.
And, you know, it's difficult to figure out which products are your lead in. We have to stimulate interest, and you're building a brand, building a company. And when you have so many quality products, one of the things when you were on another show of mine that I recognized was, wait a second, I think this product is a lead in, and to get people to be part of your community would then lead them to the other SKUs that you have in different levels of purchases. When you are prioritizing products, how do you determine what product would be that lead-in product that we're known for this product?
Yeah, I mean, I think the lead-in product is literally a lead. It's a USB-C lead, a USB-C cable. This is now the global, for anyone who doesn't know, this is now the global standard. Apple had the Lightning cable for a while. There was the old micro. But now the whole world is on USB-C. And we just do this absolutely gorgeous, delightful. It is. I mean, you can confirm. You've handled it, David. It is. It's not a word that we normally use for this kind of product, but it is actually sexy. It feels great in your hands. It just. It literally moves in this incredible way. For those watching the video, you can see me kind of moving around like one of those inflatables outside of a tire sale.
A car dealership.
But the product, and again, because for those who are watching, I'll pick one up here. But I mean, it literally just moves in this very, very different way, and it feels silky. It feels special. And there's this remarkable thing. We, you know, as a company, the greatest challenge we have is marketing. It's why we're excited to be, you know, coming into your universe, David. But what we find is that once we've got a customer, they keep coming back. And when I look in, you know, Shopify, our sales platform, I'm always looking to kind of, okay, where's the new customers? Where are the new customers? And they're coming, but they're hard to get in the current marketing environment. But my goodness, you know, just before I came in, this guy's done five previous orders. This guy's done seven previous orders. This lady's done 10 previous orders. People come back and back and back and back. And that's the trick, right? There's no point, if you're a restaurant, there's no point in selling people one meal. You want to sell them many meals.
It's not coming back because the product doesn't last. Your product's guaranteed, and it only looks and feels, but it works better. And you're talking about somebody who travels 200 days a year. So I'm using all types of amps, versions, adapters, portable. And, you know, I go back to order more so I can have it be more conveniently in my car, in my bags, in my office, in my studios.
Not because it broke.
Not because it broke at all. In fact, it's guaranteed to work. And so I think that's a big thing, but it's hard to convey once again. When you show it, you can see the quality when you're showing it now in the fluidity. You can almost feel the silkiness as you use that word, because that's the one I would use. Yeah. But it performs so much better. What are some of the performance metrics that people need to know about?
I mean, the performance metrics of the cable, it's 240 watts, which is the absolute ceiling of the standard at the moment. That's more than you need for, I mean, what is a big, heavy laptop take at the moment? You know, 140, maybe 170 or something. So the cable can do 240 watts and 10 gigabits per second of data. That's not the absolute ceiling. I mean, if you're running a data center or in a very high throughput kind of editing suite, you might go a little higher than that. But for any kind of, for the rest of us, as it were, this is just blazing fast. You know, download an HD movie in 2 or 3 seconds if the other equipment can support it. So one of the ways we like to think of the cable is as the kind of the last cable you need for the next decade and beyond. It's like this will do your webcams, this will do your hard drives, this will do, you know, anything a regular person wants to do, this cable will do it, and it'll last and last and last and be delightful in the process, because we're all surrounded by hundreds of products, right? I mean, I've got a Zoom background on here at the moment of New York, but you're, I think, in a real environment there, right? You're surrounded by products, by chairs, by picture frames, is there a screen? Surrounded by products. In our homes, we have hundreds, thousands of products, and how few of them do we actually love? How few of them do we love so much we tell our friends about them? It's very, very few. And so you were asking, if I may go back to your question about like what's the lead in. One of the marketing experiments we're doing at the moment is saying, is there a product that's suitable for our audience that we could actually make as a gift? But instead of being a cheap, because many companies do a gift as you come in the front door, you know, join AARP, join AARP, and we'll send you a freezer bag for your car, and the thing arrives and it's made out of cardboard and falls apart in a week. Terrible we're thinking, what could we do as a free gift that is the best in the world? It comes as beautifully packaged. Maybe that we also sell, but you know, for new customers, it's a gift. Because I think that very first touch, that's the moment when you have the opportunity, you know, only one chance to make a first impression, right? If people, that first time they touch our products, they're like, oh my God, this is extraordinary. Then I think there's a chance that they'll spend the extra money when they come back for the other products in the range. Yeah.
It's very true. And I know American Airlines gave it one of my high-end gifting suites. Actually, when I won the Variety Magazine Sports Humanitarian of the Year with these incredible people, you know, they had Morgan Freeman and Matthew McConaughey, Olivia Wild, amazing people, but all of us were holding up this American Airlines battery charger at the time, this is years ago, for that reason. I actually had looked, you know, because the high quality, I even looked in my Tesla charger to see if there's a USB-C port to charge my Tesla someday. I could see that actually happening in this portability. There's other products as we move on, and one of the most significant ones is the charging stand. I've gone through probably 40 of those different ones, and they all have problems. Your MagFast charging station is like none other as well. So you go from the charging cord to the station, and tell us about the what's underneath door number two.
So this was, for those of you listening, I'm holding up a product covered with a piece of red silk at the moment, which I had actually intended to do appearing on the show whenever it was a couple of months ago. But I'm pulling it off for the viewing audience. So this is Air Pro. It looks like nothing else. But there's a little moment of education. I actually, the last time I saw you, David, I was just off on what wound up being a round the world trip. I had business with you guys in California. I had to go to Australia, then I was up in China for a bit, then I was in the UK. So I wound up, and by the time I booked it all, I was like, hey, this is a round the world trip. That's pretty cool. And one of the things that I sort of discovered on my way around the world, or rediscovered, is, my God, you have to listen to your customers. You know, I mean, if you're listening to this and you get nothing else from today's podcast, here's a reminder. Listen to your customers, listen to the ordinary folks out there, because we're so into this stuff, David. You may be surprised by what I'm about to tell you. Most people do not know that their phone can charge wirelessly and that it can charge, and that it has a certainly in case of Apple, it's got a ring of magnets on the back for the last however many, 4 or 5 years. And if it's an Android, you can put a case with the magnets on. Most people don't know that you can take your phone and snap it straight onto a charging stand. They simply don't know it. And many people buy the Apple phone with all of this in it and then put a case on it that blocks it, including my own brother, who lives in the UK, and I was visiting with him. So, yeah, so smart people will do this. They'll block it off, and then they'll go buy some stupid magnetic mount for their car off of Amazon. So the first thing to just public service announcement, if you don't know, you can probably charge in this incredibly convenient way now, where you just put your phone down at an angle magnetically onto a stand. And there are hundreds of companies that make these stands. We think we're the best, but whether you do it with us, please, or with someone else, just realize that there's this incredible, fantastic, convenient, very modern way of charging your phone. Yeah, and so I just wanted to do that setup for folks to know about it, because I'm constantly stunned by how few people actually know it. So the charging stand that David is speaking about, and we gave you one when we met a little while ago, is designed to be the kind of the heavyweight in the category. I think a lot of people are familiar with these stands like this one I'm holding up now, which has got room for a phone on it and maybe a watch, you know, maybe the Apple Watch and maybe some headphones or something. So there are plenty of stands around that can take three items. There's nothing that can take three actual phones at once. And if you think about the where people congregate in a household, very often in the kitchen or in a business, you know, in meeting rooms and so on, one person plugs in or takes up the charging spot, and now everyone else is kind of scrambling. And so the beauty of this, and I actually only have the one phone with me here, I think. I should have two kind of dumb demos.
You can move and enjoy, yeah.
I should have a couple permanently in the studio, shouldn't I? But it has three full-powered points on it. So you can put the phone on the top. It's not actually plugged in at the moment. Or you can go here, all right, horizontally. Or you can even go on the back. And the back seems like an odd spot, but it's actually it's for compatibility with an upcoming product, but it works just great for phones now. So if you live, as I've done, in a household with, when I was in Australia, for instance, I was visiting my daughter there, who shares a house with another relative of hers, young lady. And so there were boyfriends coming, going, both of them. And this thing just lived in the kitchen. And it was sort of like, it was this sort of living thing with phones going on and off it the whole time, all at full power, all the time, and that's which is sort of remarkable. And then also you can plug a laptop in as well. But the thing that is most striking physically about it, David, is the weight. Right? I mean, you experienced that for the first time, kind of live on air on the Go Find Yourself show. The moment you pick it up, you're like, okay, this is completely different. And the reason is very simple. It's when you pick a phone up, when you pick something magnetic up off of a stand, you don't want the stand coming with you. So ours stays put like this, all right? And then if I pick up, you know, a typical cheap competitor and pick the phone up off of that, the stand comes flying up with the device. It's such a simple thing, but it's the difference of having, I don't know, do you cook? Like cooks like to have a really beautifully weighted knife and it just slices sharp and it slides through instead of something kind of janky in your hand. Yeah.
It's so good. And to finish up, beyond the products itself lies a culture. And I always say that people, especially in small and mid-sized businesses, they don't work for a company, they work for a culture. And one of the things that became apparent to me as you went to Oxford, I comparatively took Roger Bannister breaking the 4-minute mile and what the mindset needed to be to do that, as many followed within weeks of him doing that after being told human beings were incapable of beating the 4-minute mile. Your alumni there, Roger Bannister, yep, proved that wrong. But you built a culture under that same mindset of limitless mindset. And in crowded spaces like yours, it's very important. What are the differentiators in the culture that you've built in your company beyond the product?
I think it's, for those of you who are unfamiliar, if you do many forms of fundraising, you need to do an audit. And we're currently doing a PCAOB audit, which is the kind of premier level that is used in the public markets and that kind of thing. And I had had to sit down with the auditors, and they have these series of questions about, and they're standard auditing questions. These are not questions prompted by anything they found. These come up in every audit, but they kind of look you in the eye and they go, are you aware of any fraud? Are you aware of anybody doing anything inappropriate or, you know, anything unethical kind of in the company? And I'm like, it's just... You know, I was able to give an example a few years ago. There was a financial product we needed that was difficult for us because of our status at the time, and it would have been so easy to check one of the boxes on the form and to have had as much as we wanted of this financial kind of product. It was credit card processing, but we couldn't do it. It was saying, "Are you shipping in less than 30 days?" We were not shipping in less than 30 days at the time, and we were in pre-order. And I just refused to. It's like, because if we do this little lie, then what's next? Mm. And it caused a tremendous amount of pain for us. But I think trying to remain true and decent, no matter what's going on, it should be the norm. I think it's underappreciated as a strategy, but certainly the team appreciate that, you know, they're with people. Now, that doesn't mean we don't get stuff wrong. We've had all kinds of problems in the last few years. We've been let down by suppliers. We've let down customers. You know, if you look at our full history, there's plenty of dirty laundry there, but never once was it because of anybody trying to do anything out of hand. It was like good people trying to do good work and then weathering the storms of, you know, of everyday life, of everyday business. Oh, and then the pandemic came along, and that didn't help either.
No, but everything happens for a reason. And I always say we're made from mistakes, which is my new brand. And it's great entrepreneurs that are made from their mistakes. And there's a culture to be kind. And in the essence of being kind to your future self is doing the right thing and doing good deeds. And your company, MagFast, and you as a leader seem to align with my mission in that same realm of making a lot of money to help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. We look forward to the success of MagFast. If you haven't just tried it, it's guaranteed. I will give it the Dave Meltzer guarantee. You will not be disappointed. I promise you, it is the best looking, best performing, best value of any product that I have purchased. And I've purchased many because I made from my mistakes. So I mistakenly tried to save money and save time by buying the wrong things in my life. Remember, you're either humble or you're about to be. If you want to have the maximum speed and quality, they're called MagFast for a reason. He's the CEO and founder of MagFast. We'll hopefully see him tomorrow in New Jersey. Seymour Segnet, thank you so much for joining me on Entrepreneurs, the Playbook.